Thank you, Mr. President. UNICEF welcomes this urgent debate and expresses deep concern over the situation of women and girls in Afghanistan. Since August 2021, there is widespread and systematic discrimination against women and girls in the country, compounded by their limited access to services and restrictions in movement, now even more pronounced in the earthquake-affected areas. We are particularly alarmed by the fact that almost 1.1 million girls are currently excluded from education beyond grade 6, a blatant denial of their rights and a menace for the country's future. This puts them at increased risk of domestic violence and exploitation, including child labor and child marriage, and has a devastating impact on their mental health. Sexual violence is pervasive, and victims are denied the opportunity to seek support and claim their rights. UNICEF urges the de facto authorities to respect, protect, and fulfill the rights of all women and girls, including by ensuring their safe and inclusive access to health, nutrition, food, water, hygiene supplies, education, and protection from violence, abuse, and exploitation, and to enable the active participation of women frontline workers and civil society organizations in the humanitarian response. UNICEF reaffirms its commitment to work alongside the de facto authorities and protection actors to support the realization of the rights of all women and girls in Afghanistan. Thank you.